Welcome to our deep dive into all things AI for November 4th, 2024. We've got a pretty fascinating mix of sources today, everything from tech to healthcare politics, even gaming, and all of them are buzzing with the latest AI developments. Get ready for some, I think, surprising facts and some thought-provoking insights. AI's impact is spreading faster than ever.
It really is remarkable. I mean, AI is no longer confined to just the tech world. It's really becoming a force in almost every aspect of our lives. It's changing how we work, how we play, even how we vote, it seems.
Speaking of voting, that's where our first headline takes us right into the heart of the 2024 election. Perplexity has just launched a real-time election hub, powered by AI. They're pulling data from the Associated Press and Democracy Works to give live updates on all the races. Sounds ambitious, right?
It is very ambitious. And, you know, it highlights this growing desire we have for immediate information. But it also raises some questions about accuracy. We know these AI models can sometimes generate inaccurate information. And that's a major concern when we're talking about something as critical as election results.
Yeah, it's like we're on this fast track for instant results. But we can't forget about, you know, verification and reliability, especially with all the concerns about misinformation already swirling around this election.
Exactly. The speed is incredible, but we need to make sure that speed doesn't sacrifice accuracy. Speaking of bold moves, Perplexity's CEO even offered to replace striking New York Times staff with AI.
Wow, that's certainly a statement. And it gets right to the heart of a lot of anxieties people have about AI replacing jobs. We're seeing it in some sectors already, and it's only likely to accelerate.
Yeah, and it really forces us to grapple with some complex questions, like how do we prepare the workforce for these changes? How do we ensure a fair and equitable transition as AI takes on more roles?
These are the questions we'll need to address as AI becomes more sophisticated and integrated into our lives. Okay, for a lighter topic, let's talk about Meta. Seems like their plans for a nuclear-powered AI data center have been put on hold, and the reason is endangered bees.
It sounds like a headline from The Onion. But it actually highlights a real issue, the environmental impact of AI. These data centers, they require immense amounts of energy. And as the demand for AI grows, so does its energy footprint. So Meta's search for alternative clean energy sources is kind of a sign of the times.
It's a good reminder that even as we push the boundaries of technology, we need to be mindful of the impact on the natural world. Finding sustainable solutions is going to be crucial as AI keeps evolving. Okay, let's shift our focus to something a little closer to home, or at least closer to our wallets. Apple's Vision Pro, with its hefty price tag of $3,499, doesn't seem to be flying off the shelves.
It seems that even the most devoted Apple fans are hesitant to shell out that much for a device that's still kind of finding its footing, you know, the lack of what they call killer apps. Those must-have programs that really drive the adoption of new technology might be a factor.
It's a classic chicken and egg thing. People hesitant to invest in a platform without compelling applications. But developers might be reluctant to create those applications without a large user base. It's a tough situation. And with the rumors of a cheaper model being delayed until at least 2027, it seems Apple is sticking to its premium strategy for now.
It'll be interesting to see how that strategy plays out. The market for AR and VR is still evolving, and it's too early to tell if Apple's bet on the high-end hardware will be a winner or not.
Now let's get back to that futuristic vision of AI. NVIDIA is really making waves with its investments in physical AI. Imagine a world where robots are seamlessly integrated into our daily lives, performing tasks with speed and precision.
That's exactly the vision NVIDIA is going for. And they're focusing heavily on healthcare. Robots assisting with surgery, delivering medication, even handling laundry and other routine tasks. This could really revolutionize healthcare, improving efficiency and freeing up human medical professionals to focus on more complex tasks.
It's a pretty compelling idea. But it does raise questions about the role of human workers. You know, in a future where robots are increasingly prevalent, we're already seeing automation impacting jobs across various industries, and this trend is likely to continue.
Absolutely. And it's crucial that we start thinking about how to adapt. We need to focus on retraining and upskilling the workforce, equipping people with the knowledge and skills they need to thrive in an AI-driven world.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of breakthroughs, let's talk about some exciting news from the world of medical research. Researchers at Stanford have developed a molecule that seems to have this remarkable ability to force cancer cells to self-destruct.
Yeah, this is some incredibly promising research specifically focused on a type of lymphoma. The molecule targets specific proteins in the cancer cells, and it activates a process called apoptosis, which is essentially programmed cell death. And what's really exciting is that it seems to leave healthy cells unharmed.
So it's like finding a way to target and eliminate the bad guys without any collateral damage. Of course, it's still early. But the fact that human trials are already underway is a really good sign.
It is. And if these trials are successful, it could revolutionize the way we treat cancer. This is just one example of how AI is being used to advance medical research. And I think we can expect to see even more groundbreaking discoveries in the coming years.
This is where AI starts to feel truly transformative, offering real hope for solutions to some of humanity's most pressing problems. Okay, are you ready for a glimpse into the future of gaming?
Always.
All right. Forget about pre-programmed levels and static environments. We're talking about AI models that can generate entire game worlds on the fly in real time, responding to your actions as you play. Imagine a game where every experience is unique, constantly evolving, limited only by your imagination.
That's the power of generative AI. And it's not just limited to gaming. Think about virtual training simulations, interactive educational experiences, even virtual tourism. The ability to create these immersive dynamic environments on demand opens up a world of possibilities.
It's like giving everyone the tools to become a game developer,
yeah,
a world builder, a storyteller, democratizing creativity in a way we've never seen before.
For sure. It's really pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible in terms of human-computer interaction. It's no longer just about typing commands or clicking buttons. It's about interacting with virtual worlds in a much more intuitive and immersive way.
Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's talk about Runway's Gen 3 AI video model. Now, with this technology, anyone can control camera movements like a professional filmmaker, panning, zooming, tracking shots, all with incredible precision, all guided by AI.
This is a huge leap forward for AI video generation. It's not just about creating cool visuals anymore. It's about giving creators these powerful new tools to tell stories. And Runway's partnership with Lionsgate kind of hints at AI's potential impact on Hollywood and the entertainment industry as a whole.
So we can see AI-directed blockbusters in the near future. That's both exciting and a little bit intimidating.
It is. It raises questions about the role of human creativity in an age where machines are capable of generating such compelling and realistic content.
It seems like we're constantly asking these questions as AI evolves. What does it mean to be human in a world increasingly shaped by machines? What is the role of creativity of artistry in a landscape where AI can generate art on demand?
These are really important questions, and there are no easy answers. But I think it's crucial that we keep asking them as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives.
Okay, let's switch gears for a moment, talk about something a little more practical. The way AI is changing how we work with information. Anthropic's Claude AI model has been making headlines with its ability to analyze both text and images within PDFs.
It's a game changer for anyone who works with large amounts of information, researchers, analysts, lawyers, anyone who has to sift through tons of documents. Claude can help them find specific information, summarize key points, and even identify patterns and trends that they might otherwise miss.
It's like having a research assistant who can process information at lightning speed, highlighting the most important details and connections.
Exactly. It's a great example of how AI can really augment human capabilities, helping us work smarter, not harder.
Okay, now for a topic that's a little less uplifting, but equally important. It turns out that nearly half of all internet traffic is now generated by bots.
Yeah, it's a startling statistic. Really highlights the growing presence of these non-human actors in the digital world. While some bots are benign, many are designed for malicious purposes, like spreading misinformation, launching cyber attacks, even manipulating financial markets.
Yeah, it's a reminder that the internet, for all its benefits, can also be a breeding ground for deception and manipulation. And as AI becomes more sophisticated, so do the tactics of those who seek to exploit it.
It's a constant cat and mouse game. As we develop new technologies to detect and mitigate these threats, those with malicious intent are finding new ways to circumvent them. Staying ahead of these threats requires a constant evolution of our security measures and a growing awareness of the potential dangers.
It's like an arms race, with both sides constantly trying to outmaneuver each other. And as AI becomes more powerful, the stakes get even higher.
They do, and it really underscores the need for international cooperation and a shared commitment to responsible AI development. We need to ensure that these powerful technologies are used for good, not for harm.
Well said. Now for our final headline. We have some big news that could shake up the AI landscape. NVIDIA might be investing heavily in Elon Musk's xAI. This potential partnership has everyone buzzing, and for good reason.
NVIDIA is the leading maker of the chips that power a lot of AI systems. Their GPUs, or graphics processing units, are essential for the complex calculations required for deep learning and other AI applications. And Musk, well, he's known for his bold vision and his drive to push the boundaries of technology.
So what could this partnership mean?
It's too early to say for sure, but the implications are significant. It could really accelerate the development of even more powerful AI hardware and software, potentially leading to breakthroughs in areas like robotics, natural language processing, even artificial general intelligence.
It's an alliance that could reshape the future of AI. We'll be watching closely to see how it unfolds.
It will be fascinating to see what emerges from this partnership, and it's just one example of the rapid pace of change in the world of AI. Every day seems to bring new discoveries, new applications, and new challenges.
It's a lot to keep up with, but it's also incredibly exciting to be witnessing this technological revolution unfold in real time.
It is, and it's important to remember that we're not just passive observers in this process. We have a role to play in shaping the future of AI, ensuring that it's used for the benefit of humanity.
Well said. Now, before we move on to some of the other fascinating developments in the world of AI, let's take a closer look at what else is happening beyond the headlines. We've got some news from the military, from Microsoft, from Google, and even from Disney. Get ready for a whirlwind tour of the diverse landscape of AI applications.
Sounds good. Let's dive in. Yeah, it seems AI is finding its way into every sector. We've got news from the Chinese military, Microsoft's latest AI integration, Google's efforts to ground its AI, and even Disney's foray into the world of high tech.
Okay, let's start with the military. It seems Chinese military researchers have been using Meta's open source Llama model to develop their own AI tool called ChatByte, designed for military intelligence analysis.
This is a significant development. It really highlights the growing global competition in AI, particularly its military applications. Governments and militaries worldwide are recognizing the strategic importance of AI, and we're likely to see increased investment in this area.
It raises questions about the future of warfare and the potential for AI to play a role in decision-making, especially in high-stakes situations. While it could potentially reduce human casualties, it also raises some ethical concerns about autonomous weapon systems and the possibility of unintended consequences.
Those are definitely important considerations, and they're really at the forefront of many discussions about the ethical implications of AI. Now, let's move on to something a bit less weighty. Microsoft is teasing the upcoming release of its Copilot Vision feature. This will allow its AI assistant to see and understand what you're doing on your computer.
So it's like having an AI that can not only answer your questions, but also anticipate your needs based on what you're working on.
Exactly. It could be incredibly helpful for tasks like scheduling appointments, finding files, or even troubleshooting technical problems. But of course, it also raises some privacy concerns. People might be hesitant to have an AI constantly observing their digital activity.
It's a trade-off between convenience and privacy that we're seeing more and more with these AI-powered assistants. We want them to be helpful and intuitive, but we also want to maintain control over our personal information.
Yeah, finding the right balance is crucial. Transparency about how these systems collect and use data is essential for building trust.
Okay, let's talk about Google. It seems they're taking steps to ensure that their AI models are more grounded in reality. They've released a new feature for their Gemini model that allows developers to integrate real-time search results into its responses.
This is a smart move. It addresses the issue of AI hallucinations, where models generate inaccurate or misleading information. By grounding the AI's responses in real-time data, Google is aiming to increase the accuracy and reliability of its AI-powered systems.
It's like giving the AI a fact-checker, making sure its responses are consistent with real-world information.
Exactly. It's an important step towards building trust in these systems and making sure that they're providing users with reliable information.
Now for some news from the entertainment world. Disney has launched a new group dedicated to exploring AI and mixed reality applications. Even Mickey Mouse is going high tech, it seems.
Well, it's not surprising that Disney is embracing these technologies. Given their history of innovation and storytelling, imagine AI-powered characters that can interact with visitors in theme parks, or immersive mixed reality experiences that bring Disney stories to life in new ways.
Sounds like the possibilities are endless. They could even create personalized stories of experiences tailored to each visitor.
Exactly. That's the power of these technologies. They allow for a level of customization and personalization that was previously unimaginable.
Okay, now for a bit of a reality check. Amazon has reportedly delayed the rollout of its AI-powered Alexa, citing technical challenges and concerns about performance.
This is a reminder that AI development is complex, and often comes with these unexpected hurdles. Building truly reliable and intelligent systems is challenging, even for a tech giant like Amazon.
It's a good reminder that while AI has made incredible progress, it's still in its early stages of development. We're bound to encounter bumps along the way as we try to create systems that can understand and interact with the world in increasingly sophisticated ways.
For sure. It's an iterative process, and setbacks are inevitable. But the overall trend is clear. AI is becoming more powerful, more versatile, and more integrated into our lives.
Speaking of versatility, NVIDIA is also making strides in robotics, introducing a system that can train robots with minimal human input. Imagine robots learning new tasks just by watching a few demonstrations.
This is a significant step towards more autonomous robots. Robots that can adapt to new situations and environments more easily. It has the potential to revolutionize industries, from manufacturing and logistics to healthcare and even domestic work.
It sounds like we're on the verge of a robotic revolution.
We might be. And it's really important to consider both the potential benefits and the potential challenges of a world where robots play an increasingly prominent role.
Now, before we get too carried away with robots, let's highlight some of the other exciting AI tools that are emerging. We've got Kling AI for image and video generation, Gift Pro for finding the perfect gift, and Truva for supercharging your sales team.
These are just a few examples of the many ways AI is being used to enhance productivity, creativity, and even gift giving.
And for those who love to stay organized, there's Note This Down, which turns your handwritten notes into digital text, and Kiwi Fitness for creating a personalized workout plan.
It's really amazing to see all the different ways AI is being used to solve problems and make our lives easier and more enjoyable.
But of course, with all this rapid development comes the need for careful consideration of the societal impact of AI, especially when it comes to politics, where the stakes are so high. The 2024 election is just around the corner, and the candidates have very different views on how AI should be regulated.
That's right. We've got Kamala Harris emphasizing the need for balance between innovation and public protection. Jill Stein is calling for a ban on AI in the military, while Robert F. Kennedy Jr. advocates for responsible AI use.
And on the other side of the spectrum, J.D. Vance champions innovation and competition. While Donald Trump highlights the potential of AI for economic growth and security, but also expresses some concerns about its dangers. And Chase Oliver is critical of government intervention in AI development.
It's clear that AI is becoming a major political issue, and these debates are likely to intensify as the technology continues to evolve. We're seeing a real clash of ideologies here, with some emphasizing the need for caution and regulation, while others prioritize innovation and economic growth.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers. But one thing is for sure, AI is going to play an increasingly significant role in shaping our future. And it's important to stay informed and engaged in these conversations. Now, let's circle back to that NVIDIA XAI partnership. This is a major power move in the AI world. And it really begs the question, what happens when the world's leading AI hardware maker teams up with one of the most ambitious figures in tech?
That's the question on everyone's mind. Is this a giant leap forward for AI or a step into uncharted and potentially dangerous territory?
It's a development with far-reaching implications. NVIDIA's expertise in AI hardware, combined with Musk's ambitious vision, could lead to breakthroughs in areas like robotics, natural language processing, even artificial general intelligence. But it also raises concerns about the concentration of power and influence in the hands of a few tech giants.
It's a development that could really reshape the entire AI landscape. And it's just one example of the rapid pace of change and the high stakes involved in this technological revolution.
It's a lot to process. But that's what we're here for. To break it down, analyze it, and help you make sense of it all. So let's take a deep breath and dive into some of the specific ways AI is already impacting our lives. Starting with those practical tools we were talking about earlier.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, so let's get into some of those practical AI tools you mentioned. You were talking about Kling AI for image and video generation, Gift Pro for those of us who are perpetually stumped on what to buy people, and Truva for giving sales teams a boost. What else is out there?
Well, if you're like me and you can't stand your own handwriting, Note This Down is a game changer. This AI can transcribe your handwritten notes into digital text, makes it so much easier to organize and search through your notes later. It even integrates with popular note-taking apps like Notion.
So no more frantically searching for that one brilliant idea that I scribbled down on a napkin like 3 weeks ago. I'm sold. What about those AI-powered coffee makers we talked about before?
Oh, they're real, and they're pretty amazing. These coffee makers use AI to analyze your taste preferences and brewing habits to make the perfect cup every time. Some models can even adjust the brewing parameters based on the type of beans you're using and the weather conditions.
Okay, now that's just showing off. But seriously, it's amazing how AI is finding its way into these everyday things.
It really is. And as the technology keeps advancing, I think we can expect to see even more personalized and even more sophisticated AI applications. But it's important to keep in mind that this rapid development also raises some questions about how these technologies will impact society, the economy, our own individual lives.
For sure. It's a conversation that we need to keep having as AI becomes more powerful and more common. We need to think carefully about the implications, make sure these technologies are being used responsibly, and address potential concerns about privacy bias and job displacement.
Absolutely. It's a responsibility we all share. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI and making sure that it benefits humanity as a whole.
So as we wrap up today, what's the one big takeaway for our listeners? What should they be thinking about as they go about their day, interacting with all these AI-powered systems?
I think the most important thing is awareness. Pay attention to how AI is being used in your life, from the personalized ads you see online to the algorithms that shape your social media feeds. Ask questions, stay informed, and be an active participant in this technological revolution.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to experiment. Try out some of the AI tools we've talked about. Explore the possibilities. And who knows, maybe you'll discover how AI can boost your creativity or productivity, or even up your coffee game.
Exactly. The future of AI is unfolding right now. It's an exciting time, and it's up to all of us to shape this future in a way that benefits humanity.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring the show.